Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Moss Flower by Brian Jakes. Narrated by the author and others. Prologue.
Late autumn winds sighed fitfully round the open gatehouse door, rustling brown-gold leaves in the fading afternoon. Bella of Brockhall snuggled deeper into her old armchair by the fire. Through half-closed eyes, she watched the small mouse peering around the doorway at her.
"Come in, little one, and close the door."
The small mouse did as he was bidden. Encouraged by the badger's friendly smile, he clambered up onto the arm of the chair and settled himself against a cushion.
"You said that you would tell me a story, Miss Beller."
The badger nodded slowly.
"Everything you see about you, the harvest that has been gathered, from the russet apples to the golden honey, is yours to enjoy in freedom. Listen now, as the breeze sweeps the last autumn leaves off into the world of winter. I will tell you of the time long ago, before Redwall Abbey was built in Mossflower. In those days, there was no freedom for woodlanders. We were oppressed cruelly under the harsh rule of Verdorga Greeneyes and his daughter Sarmina. It was a mouse like yourself who saved Mossflower. His name is known to all, Martin the Warrior. Ah, my little friend, I am grown old. So are my comrades. They're sons and daughters of fathers and mothers now. But that is life. The seasons still look new to young eyes. The food tastes fresher in the mouths of the young ones than it does in my own. As I sit here in the warmth and peace, it all lives again in my memory. A strange tale of love and war, friend and foe, great happenings and mighty deeds. Gaze into the fire, young one. Listen to me, and I will tell you the story.